This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
There's a lot of spots, I think, where we can look at. I think certainly another pass rusher would be something we'd definitely be looking for. Whether that's the draft or free agency, I think we have a lot of good options.
The one position of need mentioned by Adam Peters in terms of areas to upgrade in the press conference today.
I noticed that.
That spanned almost 40 minutes. Pass rusher.
Yeah, so it's a lot of the generic. We got to get younger and faster. You're always looking to get younger and faster. Younger and faster, we mentioned that, but also pass rusher. Hard not to notice that.
It was also good to hear younger and faster.
Well, yes.
A few times early in that.
Grateful
press,
for that.
Because they desperately need to get both. It's Victory Monday on The Fan, presented by Chenega Mios, a 2025 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan, brought to you by the law firm Kondorian Murad, estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate, admin. Their attorneys are there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. And be sure to mention us when you talk to them because they'll give you a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. I got a bunch of things to run through here. Give me some of your takeaways.
You mentioned the first one, that the only position of note was a pass rusher that it was specifically referenced. You're reminded why these guys are still so well thought of by players and culture and things like that. I know the Terry McLaurin negotiation is kind of a black mark for a lot of people when it comes to Peters, this regime, et cetera, because it dragged out for so long. They ultimately won that, if you care about that sort of thing. But that's either here nor there. It's the, we're going to listen to everybody. We're going to make everybody feel heard, voice at the table, place at the table. I mean, think back to Peters. I just want to stop and make sure I thank this scout and that scout and this guy and this person who makes the food. We're going to meet every member of the kitchen staff, et cetera. When we start doing this thing, culturally, you feel like that's maybe a bigger impact than picking a player versus not. I'm just reminded of that kind of throughout. The last thing I would say, and before I turn it back over to you, is I think there was a chance to be very effusive in praise for the coordinators when there were sort of general questions about building a staff and maybe a specific to Kingsbury, and they passed on that opportunity. I thought that was very interesting. That's for both guys that were up there. You could have gone, you know, even if you don't mean it, it could have been a great chance to just, no, let's diffuse all this. We love this guy. This game is amazing. He's a genius. That didn't happen. I just thought that was noteworthy.
So we said going into the presser, there's going to be a lot of things that you don't get answers on or a lot of things that aren't said, but that can be telling and revealing too. I think what isn't said sometimes is the answer. And one of the very first questions of the press conference, I think it was question three overall, Dan Quinn was asked what he thought about Cliff Kingsbury's 2025 season. He said that they were going to dive into the performance of all their coordinators and all their coaches. And he said that they want to dig deeper in the days ahead on the evaluation. That was the answer. He did not praise, to your point, Cliff Kingsbury. He did not say anything positive at all. He did not back him. He did not endorse him. If you wanted to do that, you would have done that. Especially, by the way, they know that question's coming. It's going to be one of the first questions asked. They know about the report that's out there. If you don't like the report, if you don't agree with the report, if you're not actually at odds, if nobody's butting heads, if you're not actually going to fire this guy, you might even take the report on head on. But when you're asked about Kingsbury's performance with the backdrop of 48 or 72 hours having gone by since The Athletic nationally made it a story that you might fire Cliff Kingsbury, your answer is going to be dissected. It's really, really important how you handle that. And to say we're going to look into how Cliff performs so this doesn't happen again, we're going to dig deeper on our evaluation in the days ahead, but not to say Cliff's had a heck of a 2 years or we like how he's brought along Jaden Daniels or what an amazing 2024 he had and we know that's in him. Nothing?
There was a great chance to do that. The door was wide open. You could have walked through it.
That silence in terms of an endorsement or praise or any type of support was deafening to me. That was very, very noticeable.
Yeah, that was kind of the thing that headlines my list. The rest, you know, I'm looking for backdrop, context. As you said, sometimes the best answer that we're getting, the most intuitive point or something that's that your takeaway isn't what's actually said, but it's specifically what's omitted. You've seen what it looks like the other way, where it's like, yeah, I don't know where that you could say, I don't know where that came from, or yeah, we love Cliff, or we think Cliff does an outstanding job. We love his work ethic, love the relationship that he has with the quarterbacks. We think he did a lot with, a little this year with all the injuries and stuff that happened. You don't want to run into one under the bus, but that could be the theme. That didn't happen. It was we're going to look at everything. Oh, okay. Because the implication was nothing went well.
Adam Peters on what needs to be fixed about the Commanders roster. He said, quote, health played a big part. Certainly wasn't close to the only part. Staying healthy is going to be a big deal. So his number one reason for the season was health, which people can get upset about, but I think that's perfectly reasonable as
for sure.
The biggest piece of the pie, as long as they're not saying that was the end-all, be-all. And he didn't. He said the opposite. He said it wasn't the only thing that happened here. He went on to say there are certainly a few spots where we can improve and get young, fast, explosive talent. That's when he was asked, doubling down, I think it was David Aldridge of The Athletic, with a good follow-up question, specifically on defense, what do you want to upgrade? Very pointed question. And it was one of the few times in the entire presser that you got a very pointed, legitimate, true, honest answer of, there's a lot of spots we can look at. Another pass rusher is certainly something we'll be looking for. Also found it interesting when Liam Griffin, I believe it was, asked about the team's age. And Adam Peters brought up, yeah, a lot of people have talked about that. I think some of the conversations have been fair in that regard. He says, you're always trying to get younger and faster. That'll be a big emphasis for us this offseason. Now, I'd like to go back to a year ago to hear what he had to say. Did he mention getting younger a bunch? Did he mention getting faster a bunch? Because it should have been a priority a year ago, too.
Well, remember, we asked him about it when we spoke to him. About the age, right? It was the kind of, hey, we noticed this.
And that was going into training camp, though, after the roster had been built.
Right, but it was kind of the point, like, hey, you've got the oldest team in the sport. Is that something you think about? And his kind of point to us was, maybe without saying it, was, yeah, there's a bunch of reasons for that. One, you got some really good players in that group, which stood to reason coming off the NFC Championship game. And two, it's a really cheap and efficient way to build your roster. Just ask the Nationals in 2019. The whole league has moved on to guys on rookie deals, arbitration-eligible players, and you can get a middle-of-the-order bat that's going to hit home runs in the World Series for you for pittance. Like, think of a Howie Kendrick or somebody like that, right? It's a pretty good way to build a competitive team quickly. That was kind of what he said without saying it. But now, after all the injuries, and you're slow, and you look like you have counterpunches, and you can't afford to play rookies because you have to play these veterans or you owe stuff to, I don't want to be stuck in that position again.
Another area where I thought we got a window into the Adam Peters offseason to-do list, as we look back at what was the season-ending press conference this afternoon, as heard here on Grant and Danny. If you missed any part of it, go back in our 5 o'clock hour. We aired the whole thing. Peters was asked about extending Laremy Tunsil, who's got 1 year left on his deal. He said, we definitely want to get something done with him sooner rather than later. I mean, you can't say much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing, I guess, more extreme than that is you could say, we're 100% going to get a deal done with him, whatever it takes. And now you're just giving up all your leverage.
Sure.
And you've just told him, send a blank check over and we'll sign it, basically. But I think to come out and say, we definitely want to get something done sooner than later, with the tone with which he said it, I mean, again, you could tell me that that's just GM speak and maybe go back and find a similar quote about Terry McLaurin at the end of last year and see how that went. but he praised him as saying he should have been in the Pro Bowl. He said he thought he was the best left tackle in the league. It also stands to reason, both in complimenting him, as well as Danny, if you're Adam Peters extending him, you gave up the 2 and the 4 as part of the package for him. One of the reasons you're light on draft picks is you traded for him. So you sure as hell better than also be willing to extend him after you give up those picks. So I don't think that's going to be an issue at all. I bet you they pay him a boatload of money.
I think so. You just wonder where it lands, right? Does he end up as the highest paid or one of the highest paid or highest guaranteed, or how do they structure it? Because all he's done is what he's supposed to do. I mean, it irritated me that he didn't come to OTAs, but my point all along when you do that is that's fine, but you better be great. Well, ta-da, he was great. So pay that man his money.
Here was one surprising answer, I thought, was when Dan Quinn was asked late in the presser by Mitch Tischler about whether he'd be interested in calling his own defensive plays as the head coach DC next year, or if he would just bring in an established longtime coordinator to call plays. I thought that was a spot for Dan Quinn to come out and say, look, I want to be the head coach. Mm-hmm. I need to get timeouts right. I need to get challenges right. There's a lot going on game day. There's a reason that previously in Atlanta and here in Washington for a year and a half, I chose not to do it this way. I don't want to do both. But he didn't say that at all. He said, basically, he hasn't made that decision, that he is keeping an open mind about possibly being the coordinator, the play caller, and the head coach, and that that's something that he's going to need to get more intel on during exit interviews. He says, I want to make the right decision for the team in the moment, and the moment is coming now in the days ahead in these exit interviews. So I don't know what that means. If Bobby Wagner and enough guys say, hey, we thought you did a good job, you should be the defensive play caller, if that's just what you do. But there's going to be some really good options out there. Jonathan Gannon, Raheem Morris, you know, others. I'm just naming a couple of the guys that got fired that are longtime DCs. In Morris's case, someone that has actually worked with Dan Quinn as his assistant head coach in Atlanta.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
For years. I don't know why he would want to put on his plate more pressure going into a got to have it, make it or break it year. To me, you could say maybe like if I'm going to go down with the ship, I'm going to make sure I'm doing it on my own accord.
Yep.
But I'd go the other way. Like, it's just too important right now to handle everything else. I don't need to be coordinating defense and calling plays while I'm going into a year where if I get off to a slow start, I could get fired before this thing gets sideways on me.
Yeah, it is not something that I would certainly do. But again, when you have the utmost confidence and are maybe irrationally confident in things, that maybe you would make that sort of leap, but I certainly wouldn't. I mean, just knowing how difficult it is to manage everything and get it right, and he wasn't, by the way, for the record. The manageable, controllable stuff. Does your team lead the NFL in false starts? Yes. Did you butcher timeout usage this year? Yes. Do you have at least 1 to 2 per game, usually one per half almost, of a, we couldn't get organized, we couldn't figure it out, whoopsie-daisy, timeout happens? that's not always on the head coach, but you're the guy that is in charge of it, right? So it's your obligation to fix that sort of thing. And it's the type of thing that grinds my gears. It didn't cost him any games specifically, but it's a process thing. It's a binary. It's either good or it's not, and it was not. So he needs to handle that sort of stuff. And he didn't do that. And you add on, you know, coming up with a defensive plan. Obviously, you use his mind. He has a great track record, pelts on the wall of some pretty good defense. So he should be involved in diagnosing and weighing in. I'm not saying he just sits in an office and waits to approve something with a rubber stamp check mark or something like that. But there's a big difference between being the DC and someone that weighs in on the defense.
Here's one other really interesting development, I thought. Adam Peters reiterated multiple times when coaching stuff came up that the coaching staff decisions are Dan Quinn's to make. And after the Kingsbury report, where this idea was that he and Peters are butting heads and maybe Kingsbury would be fired, I found that, again, what they choose to say, what they don't choose to say today being telling, especially based on the news that's out there in that regard, I found that compelling because in this case, Peters is saying the guys that they fire, Joe Witt, maybe Kingsbury, the guys that they hire, Jonathan Gannon, D coordinator or whatever, right. Let's say Stefanski OC if he doesn't get a head coaching job. Like, that's up to Dan Quinn. That's not my purview. That's his area of the team. And in so many other ways, you didn't hear that. Like, at one point, Dan Quinn even kind of put his hand on Peters' shoulder and I think said to J.P. Finley or somebody, he's like, we don't really have silos here. You know, everything we do is collaborative and together. And, you know, we're in this thing, and I've never quite seen it done this well. Nobody does it as good as we do it in terms of, you know, agreeing on everything or whatever. But now, in a different point of this press conference, you've got Peters going, I don't really get involved in the coaching staff stuff. That's up to Dan Quinn. I found that pretty interesting. As if to say...
Oh, meaning the dichotomy there?
Like, if yeah. Cliff Kingsbury's out, it's because Dan Quinn has decided that he's out. And by the way, Dan Quinn, who had a chance to endorse him or support him or to say that, you know, the report wasn't good or whatever, and he didn't do any of that. That was telling.
Smart point. That didn't occur to me. I probably should have. Just the difference there between those two, because they're kind of not exactly congruous, right? Where everything is collaborative. Oh, that stuff? That's on him. So if somebody gets canned, it's not because I don't like him.
Or just, I'm not going to be, because I'm butting heads with someone.
Yeah, I'm not going to stick my
beak
in there.
The reason they get fired.
Right.
Like, that's if he gets fired, Dan's going to want to fire him. That's not up to me. But you had Quinn getting out of exit interviews, I believe. You had Peters, who I'm sure has been sitting down with coaches and players throughout the day as well, right up before they walk over to the press conference. They ended up talking for about 35 minutes. Quinn was wearing a team issued, you know, Commander's hoodie. You had Peters, who was in the Washington pullover and the hail hat. Kind of casual look to both of them, which I liked, kind of ready to roll up their sleeves and get it going. I was a little surprised. Not that you expect anything to be overly combative because they're both really good dudes and well-liked and have good relationships with people in the room. But I was a little surprised after such a terrible season that it wasn't more negative. I thought the right questions got asked and the tone was good. You know, Aldridge is saying what needs to be fixed and things like that. But you know, maybe you get one of these years before it gets really ugly. But, I mean, this was just such a brutal season.
Yeah.
I kind of thought it would be a little more defensive. And that's a strength of Quinn's, too. He's a little disarming, kind of wears it
100%,
at times.
100%, yeah. Just like, hey, man, I feel the same thing you do.
You know,
do you?
Yeah, when Scott Abraham's saying, like, people want to know, how did this happen? He's like, we're trying to find that out. You know, you don't get combative, then it doesn't escalate, really.
Yeah. There's no defensiveness there. There's no, come at me, I'm a man, I'm 40.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, it's another good point. Again, but it just reminds you that these are, you know, good people. It's hard to kind of turn that on at the podium or whatever. But this is that 24/7 cultural thing that these guys are trying to implement. And it's, you know, you're trying to make this a destination. You're trying to make this a place where if the money's comparable, tie goes to Washington. Whereas that hadn't been the case for a long time. You had to win the bidding, or like the guy had to be, you know, from Alexandria in order for you to nab the free agent.
Black Monday in the NFL. Let's run through some of the dismissals. We have 6 job openings among 32 head coaches in the National Football League. Last night, we found out Raheem Morris out in Atlanta with the Falcons. 16-18 over 2 years for Raheem Morris. one game better than Dan Quinn in those two seasons, although Quinn, of course, got to the NFC title game. Browns fired Kevin Stefanski. Danny, he's a two-time coach of the year. They went 8-26 in the last 2 years.
Yeah, that's the story. I wonder what becomes of his staff. If Jim Schwartz doesn't get a head coaching job, I would make him the highest paid defensive coordinator ever to walk on this planet. I would say, you come here and you will start. And anybody else offers you money, we'll double it and then double it again.
That would be a hell of a hire.
That's what I would do. But I'm just one man with a correct opinion.
Raiders fired Pete Carroll, 1-done for the oldest head coach in the NFL. 3-14 season for Las Vegas. Tom Brady gets another shot here. He's 0-1 at hiring GM, head coach, quarterback.
Yeah, maybe he'll use some of his vast experience. I mean, you know, Troy Aikman's a consultant now. Maybe they can hire him to do it
too.
Matt Ryan. Yeah, I know. Who knows? But it's a, that certainly was not the intended effect. It was like, so we don't bottom out. What's that? We bottomed out. Great.
Cards getting rid of Jonathan Gannon.
Pew, pew, shoo, pew, shoo, pew. Shoo, shots.
3-14 season, 15-36 over 3 years. That team's really interesting.
Just didn't feel like they were going anywhere.
Well, they were just spinning their tires. But they never had a winning record, three seasons with him. This was the worst year they had. They had a better year with Josh Rosen at quarterback and Steve Wilks going 1-done than they had this year, going 3-14.
Yeah. It looked like they were on the way to something. I mean, the division's brutal, obviously. Three teams that are really, really good.
Yeah.
11, 12, 13 wins. But last year, they were 8-9. They were the typical Cardinals friskiness, where 1 week you'd go, okay, we got something here. The next week, they look like they've never met each other. This was just a bottom fallout disaster. Start over again.
Two teams that could be considered decent openings based on having young quarterbacks, if you like the QB that they've got under center. Jackson Dart of the Giants and Cam Ward of the Tennessee Titans. The Giants fired Daboll after a 2-8 start to the season. They've had an opening for weeks. Mike Kafka, very unlikely to get that job, their interim head coach. And then the Titans fired Brian Callahan after a 1-5 start, 4-19 over a season and change. They've got Ward, who I thought showed a lot better stretch run of this season. Way better second half than first half.
Yeah, I mean, to me, he's running for his life. Basically, you watch a Tennessee highlight if it's on Red Zone, or you get down to a couple plays. I'm sure there's some stuff that he's missing. He's a rookie, but the talent is there. He's big, strong, fast, athletic, quick. He's got kind of a lot of traits that sort of work right now in the NFL, but it just feels like nobody's open, pressure's floodgate right away, and he's just sort of running around trying to survive at this point. Just not a great situation there. Two head coaches, neither of them good.
We've got a lot to dissect in the days ahead on the Commanders front. We'll get after it at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Big thanks to Darius, Ryan, and Toby behind the scenes. Capitals hockey is coming your way next, including a conversation with John Walton. For Danny, I'm Grant, saying so long. Thanks for listening to The Fan.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.